Well, welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra. I'm broadcasting live from Los Angeles. The topic of this week is the power of silence. I was going through the topics that I've been talking about for a long time, and I realized that I refer to silence and the power of silence so many different times, but I actually don't have a title. In the list of our, at least in past couple of years, in our academy events, talking about the power of silence. So I decided to dedicate this session to that and really get into it and explain it so everybody can understand, especially those who have joined me for the first time, they get a clear understanding of what I mean by being quiet, what I mean by the power of silence, how it can revolutionize your life, how it can benefit in so many different aspects of it. We've been conditioned from childhood very deeply and thousands of years of conditioning to be focused in the other world, including when I say other world, that includes our stream of thoughts and the ups and downs of emotions, stream of emotion, and the physical body. These are all on the outer world. They're outside of who you are because they're being observed from somewhere inside. And the world appears to be. So you're constantly, your attention from childhood, you learn to put your attention on these things. So it is a conditioning. Then you come to this teachings, you come to meditation, and meditation and this teaching is referring to something the opposite of what all your life you've been conditioned to pay attention to. So now the teaching is about disconnect from all these different things and bring your attention inwards to the source of everything, the source of yourself, your thoughts. So obviously in the beginning, it kind of sounds weird because the teachings is not giving you an object, is not giving you something to do, is not telling you that you should be saying a mantra 5,000 times a day, or you should be paying attention to your breathing. The system, the teachings, is telling you to bring your attention way within to where the first thought is appearing, where is beyond that. Where is the source of it? So in the beginning, you know, you're like, it's weird. Like, what is he talking about? I don't understand. But since there's an alignment here of the universal intention, and Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, the Ishvara, is inviting you and pulling you back in. So when you come in contact with teaching and you feel a resonance with it, there is a phenomena begins to take place that something pull you inward. As you heard this, bring your attention inside. So all of a sudden, you're like, okay, I bring my attention inside. As you're making an effort to put your attention within, a force is gravitating you and pulling you in. So it's not that you have to do this all on your own and it's impossible or it's a lot of work. No, it's an understanding or a realization of a space that is already within yourself. So someone has walked up to you and is telling you, hey, there's a space inside yourself which is free, which is beyond the thoughts. So once you start to get a grip of it, of an understanding, then naturally your whole being cooperates and you say, okay, well, I'm interested to know what is this space within myself that is always here, it's always present, and it's always still and silent. What is this? What is he talking about? What is Zarathustra talking about? Maybe I should investigate it. Maybe I should just pay a little attention. So as your attention goes in that direction, then the force field grabs you and pulls you in. And as it pulls you in, You get the first glimpse of yourself. You get a glimpse of your majestic being. The presence of the divine self is sitting in there on her throne within yourself. So you get a glimpse of it and you get blissed out. Everything becomes quiet. All your problems disappear. Your fear and your worry and anxiety disappear, even if it's momentarily, and bliss takes over, love takes over, and you feel in ecstasy. So now you got a taste of who you are. So that pulls you in and you want naturally more. And many of you, and I've been included, that I walked up to my teacher and I said, "Well, Guruji, I want more. I want to be in this place more and all the time. This is what I want." Excuse me. So this is how it works. Now, if you are coming across the pure, true teachings, then this pure, true teaching is constantly referring and pointing out to this place. Is sending you, is pushing you all the time to go in there to look for that place, because the place is already there. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't need to do any kind of spiritual jumping jacks or anything in the world to be who you are. It's already built in. It's in there. It's like when you buy your phone, your cell phone, smartphone, it comes with the camera. You don't need to go and build a camera into it. It already comes with the camera. You just have to learn how to work it. Someone has to tell you, "Hey, this phone is coming with a camera." So you need to become aware of it, that it has a camera. Once you become aware of it, then you look for it to see where it is and how to use it. Here is the same scenario. Silence, bliss, and the power of the magic, the presence of God is already inside you. It never went anywhere. You just didn't know it was there, and you weren't paying attention to it because you thought it's somewhere outside of yourself and you have to go get it. What you thought. And a lot of the teachings, a lot of the people were supporting that idea for whatever reason, and it still happened. They're sending you out there to find it, but you're wasting your time because it's not out there. It's within yourself. So how do I discover that I am son of God, the daughter of God, the creation of her magic, and that which has created the world is operating for me? How do I recognize that? How do I see that? And the answer is very simple. Yet the answer is very simple, and doing it also could be very simple for some, yet in the same token, it could be the most difficult thing to do in the world. The answer to that is by simply be quiet. What? Quiet? What do you mean by be quiet? Yeah, be quiet. Don't talk. Don't think. Be silent. Silence. Well, what do you mean by that? The key, the password to self-realization, A is inside yourself. B is to be quiet, to be silent. Otherwise, you're not going to get to it. If you're looking for it anywhere else, you're wrong. And if you're blah, 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 blahing, and you're reading all kinds of different things and trying to understand it intellectually with your mind, then good luck. Come back next life. You get another chance. It's not going to happen. You can do whatever you want to do. Follow anybody you want, spend as much money as you would like, you will be in the same miserable place as always, because it's not an object you're looking for. It is a space which is already within yourself. It's not an object. So you're barking at the wrong tree. You've done that thousands of lifetimes, and that is the cause of your suffering and everybody else's suffering. Human race is suffering because human race has a busy mind, and this mind has the power of manifestation. It has manifested a chaotic world. We're in it right now. You can see it. And it looks like it's getting worse. Certainly doesn't look like it's getting better. It's falling apart. And it's disintegrating. The busy mind has created this world. The collective, busy, chaotic mind that operates from fear, chaos, anxiety, it's twisted, it's been damaged, and it's been conditioned. And here we are in the other world, you're looking at it. And don't put your finger on anybody else and blaming anybody else for it, because we're all a part of that collective. Let's not put it on anyone else. You want change, you want your world to change, you have to fix yourself first. Don't put your finger on anyone. My daddy raped me, my mommy beats me, I've been abandoned, my husband left me, I cheated on my kids, I'm disabled, I'm disadvantaged, blah, 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 blah. You want change, you have to change it from inside. It's an inside job. As honest as I can be with you, whether you like to hear it or not, that's up to you. I'm not here to convince anybody. I would love you to become free. I'll do what I can, but in the meantime, I don't have an attachment. I'll do the best I can to transmit it and transmit it energetically to you, as well as intellectually, as well as spiritually. But whether you're going to shift and get it and wake up to it or not, that something's not in my hand. I don't have the power of that. That is something Ishvara, the Supreme, decides, not I. But I just point out to you, silence is the key to liberation. The more you become quiet, now I'm going to get to the point of why it's so powerful. And before I even get into, look at every statue of the Buddha, Shiva, Krishna, the saints, that you're looking at their statue, you're looking at their photo. I'm not talking about the photo of Jesus Christ in the church like this, blood is falling down. I'm not talking about that. That's distressing. I'm not talking about that one. But Christ itself, all the masters, all the saints, when you're looking at their statues and you're looking at their photos, what do you get? How do you feel when you go somewhere and there's a huge statue of Buddha and you're looking at it? What happens? The proof is in the pudding. Do you get anxiety? Do you get stomach ache? Do you panic? Or it calms you down. You go into calm and you get quiet. Which one is it? You get calm and quiet. Why does the statue of the Buddha, which is right there, makes you calm? Because Siddhartha Gautama Buddha arrived to silence. He went beyond his mind and he became quiet. He discovered silence, no thoughts. He came to a state of no longer being engaged with the stream of thoughts. He recognized that the stream of thoughts are not who he is. He is the one who is observing them. He's the one who notices them, but he's not the thoughts. Similarly, the same thing, the recognition of that he is not his emotions. The ladies should know that very well by now. You know your ups and downs, up, down, especially when that part of the month comes, then you're suffering from all these ups and downs, or you getting some news or whatever, pew, pew, flux of the emotions. When you discover silence, then you start to recognize that you are not this up and down, up and down, and up and down, and up and down. And you're no longer a victim of it. You don't have to be victimized and be helpless because of your ups and downs, of emotional ups and downs, because you're not. You're the one who is observing it, but you are not going up and down. You're simply observing an up and down in emotion, but you're not it. Why? Because you're established into silence. You have discovered silence. Then you see the body going through all these changes. It's doing really great today, and all of a sudden, it's sick for a week or two. It's doing it again, it starts to recover. All of a sudden, things starts to fall, things starts to appear. Something pops up here like a tumor. What the hell is going on? And when you establish in silence, you begin to realize Dad, you're also not this body. You're the one who's observing it. It goes through different stages. Sometimes it's really fit and beautiful and glorious. And sometimes it's not in that state anymore. It goes up and down. You can decorate it. You can make it look good. You can bring it in a good shape. Or you can let it go and go out of shape. But that's not who you are. You are silence. You are the observer. You're that which is here, but it's not involved with anything. Now, the more you become aware and the more you get established in silence, the more you go beyond your mind, because that's my job to help you discover that. Again, let me re-emphasize it. I'm not the one who gives it to you because you already have it, okay? I appreciate your thankfulness. I appreciate your love. But I'm not the one who's giving it to you. You already have it. I'm just guiding you in that direction for you to recognize it. And I appreciate that you thank me. But I'm not giving it to you. You already have it. Thank God. I just want you to discover it for yourself, because I also want you to share the joy of this life that I experience, and we can experience it together, and we don't have to suffer, because it can be very easy. So what happens is, when you start to recognize it and you touch it, you're automatically recognize that all of a sudden you're not in anxiety, you're not in fear, you're not shaking, you're not worried about what is happening outside, because you went beyond that. So automatically a phenomena takes place. And it's for everybody, it's impossible not to happen. Every awakened being has gone through it. Everyone who touches this place experiences it universally. So there is no exception. This is a universal law that it happened. The more you become quiet, the more you touch the place, and you sink into inner silence, the higher are your vibrations. Your vibrations begin to rise to a higher frequency. Why? Because you're quiet. You're not blah, blah, blahing. Your mind is not busy. You're not engaged with the blah, blah, blah. And when you're not engaged with the inner blah, 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 naturally you don't get engaged with the other blah, blah, blah either. The other blah, blah, blah gets distant. You hear it, but you're not involved with it. Okay, let me tell you one other thing, because a lot of people, a lot of you come to me, a lot of people come to me and mistaken it. I'm not talking about positive thinking, okay, my dear? Please pay attention. I'm not promoting positive thinking or negative thinking. Positive thinking and negative thinking is the same shit. They both stink. I'm talking about no thinking. Even though positive thinking is better than negative thinking, by far, but it still keeps you in bondage. You're still a slave, because you get involved in the world of thoughts, and you get attached to trying to control your other world, the world outside of you, and you're sucked into manipulation of manifesting materials going in your way. So you're engaged in the world of thoughts, and you can't free yourself. You have to come back again one more time. And I know a lot of people have a lot of different ideas, and they're going to tell their stories and everything. They're very adamant because this is what it is. Fine, keep it to yourself. Do your thing if you want. But if you come to me and you're asking me, I'm telling you this is the way. I'm not here to persuade you. I don't care. Believe me, I love you, but you're free to do whatever you want to do. Do your thing. I'm not trying to persuade you. So I have nothing to argue with you. Don't try to convince me. I don't care. You want to get engaged into positive thinking, blah, 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 co-creating. Good. Good for you. Do what you want to do. But you're going to be miserable and you're going to suffer. Maybe you come back to me 5 years from now if I'm around, or 10 years from now. Maybe not. But that's not the way. So positive thinking, negative thinking is not the way. There's no thinking, no thoughts. Be quiet. Practice that. Make that your motto. Make that your priority. And then your vibration starts to rise, because you're quiet, because you're becoming like Gautama Buddha. Your vibration begins to rise as if you're levitating. And here's third dimension. This is this world. you're looking at. Coronavirus, blah, 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 the news, the fear, the anxiety, people dying, which is all of it is real in this dimension. No one says it's not happening. It's happening. It's very real. But as you are being more quiet and more quiet and not involved, your vibration rises to a higher frequency. So now you live here, but your family, your friends, your co-workers live here. They're dealing with third dimensional issues and fears, worries, anxieties, problems, financial issues, everything. And you're vibrating here. You see what's going on there, but this vibration is not affecting you because you're not there. Whatever is happening here does not affect you. You're five floors above. You're seeing what's going on to them. You see they suffer. You see what's happening, but you're not affected. All right, don't take this wrong. I'm not saying that you're numb. You have no compassion. You don't give a damn about other people. No, it's not your reality anymore. It's not affecting you on moment to moment because you have shifted to a higher frequency. And these problems do not exist in this frequency. They are for this frequency. Now, you can see them, but they can't see you. They don't recognize you're in a higher frequency, but you recognize you're in a higher frequency and they're in third dimension. Now, the more you are there, the more you dig it, the more you want to be quiet, because fear, worry, anxiety begin to get replaced by love and bliss and harmony. Synchronicity and harmony begin to take over your life. The flow of life has become, the channel of flow of life has become bigger. And slowly, slowly, you're no longer floating in life. You become the flow. And you begin to see the magic of life. You begin to see that anything you need gets provided. Again, there is some people, when they get to this place, they fall into the trap that they have learned the art of manifestation. And they may fall into this trap that, oh, I'm manifesting this and that. No, you don't want to go there. That's still getting involved. That's a trap. That's dangerous. You still want to stay in this place. You don't need to manifest anything. You're just quiet. Ishvara, Her Majesty, knows your needs. You have become the flow. They provide things for you. They bring it to you very swiftly, very easily. Yes, there is still physical movement. You still have to get up and shave and clean yourself and shower, go to work and everything. But you start to see how easy things come and how things fall into place and how your fear and worry and anxiety has disappeared. And you're going to see that long periods of time you're hanging out by yourself. Sometimes you catch yourself that there's no thoughts. You've been 2 hours go by during the day and you may be doing something or whatever. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, well, there's been no thoughts in my mind. It's been very quiet. And there are times that there is stream of thoughts and the mind's very busy. But you notice that too. But it has no power over you. It loses its power. And so back to all the masters and the enlightened beings, the saints, you look at them, they emanate calmness to you because they're quiet, because they're silent, because they have discovered inner silence. That's why when you go to monasteries, Buddhist monasteries, Christian monasteries, temples, they all say, please be quiet, silence, be quiet, don't blah, blah, blah. And you automatically become quiet. Even when you go to a church, they want you not to talk. They want you to be quiet because the church and going inside the church originally represents the inner self, the present. Or if you go in a mosque or a synagogue, whatever. I'm not discounting those. If I'm not talking about it, it's not because I'm discounting. Let me read a couple of things to you from Lightning Notes of Zarathustra. I want to go to some sections, like at page 81. Page 81, the title is Silence. Silence is so beautiful and much more powerful than words. Words are cheap, but silence is wealthy. Words come and go, but silence is stillness and does not move. Words Words can come out of anyone's mouth or rear, but silence comes from inner strength and wisdom. Anyone can talk, but few can remain silent. Discover your inner silence and discover your power. Ironically, through inner silence comes spiritual power. They call it siddhis, the spiritual power. But anyway, we're not looking for that. We're not promoting it because that's not the goal. But all the spiritual power that came to me came from silence. Everything that happened, whenever I do healing work, whenever miracles happen, it's not because of anything else. It's because all of it comes from a state of silence, and it gets transmitted, and it does its magic. So many people come to me and they want to be healers. Those of you who've been with me, you've been in my healing training programs in the past, you know how much I emphasize and how much I spend time to build the foundation about being quiet, being silent. Excuse me for one moment. Get my Instagram made out. So what happened? We'll let it go. Okay, I want to read something else to you. Page 82. Silent people. I like people. The title is Silent People. I like people who I can hang out with in silence. The kind of people who don't get uncomfortable as soon as there's nothing to talk about. They don't immediately reach out for their iPhone, iPod, iPad because there's nothing to say. They don't try to fill in the empty space with blah, blah, blah. They can handle the silence. How many times you're hanging out with someone that as soon as your conversation ends, they get nervous and they have to start with something else or fill in the space with nothing. You remember this, you remember that. They get so uncomfortable that there's gaps of silence in between and there's nothing to say. Or they immediately reach out to their phone and check Instagram or their Facebook or Twitter. Or they all constantly have to text something to someone because they can't simply hang out in that period of being quiet. And once in a while, you discover a friend, somebody who can hang in there with you for a nice chunk of time of not talking. And you see how pleasant it is to be with. You have a good friend comes to visit you. You're talking about this, that. After a while, you run out of conversations and you're both quiet. You're doing something. She doing, hanging out there. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then you start talking again. But then you realize how easily you can hang out with this person because they understand silence, they're relaxed into it, they don't get uncomfortable. And then you go into this natural flow of being with this person because it's not sucking your energy. It does not require your attention all the time. So this person, their breath, their being harmonizes with you. It goes in a synchronicity and it becomes very comfortable being with that person. It doesn't suck your energy, your attention. Same time, you're hanging out with people who cannot hang in into silence and they get very uncomfortable and they start blah, blah, blahing. And what happens is after a couple of hours, you start to feel exhausted. They suck your energy. You get tired because they have to blah, blah, blah constantly from one subject to subject. I'm sure you have experienced yourself. I'm going to read something else to you, and then we're going to answer some questions. Okay, this is in page 41. It says, for the spiritually advanced, silence. Check this one out. Silence is a way to knock on the door of Hall of Truth. Everything that is beautiful and true is born of silence. Silence is the foundation that prepares you for awakening. By talking too much, you may disturb and awaken that needs to stay asleep. When you talk too much and you're too busy in your head, you're awakening the wrong forces. By being silent, you will activate what needs to awaken. Means when you're silent and quiet, you're activating the unified field of oneness. Activating the unified field of love. When you're silent, when you're quiet, when you're busy, you're activating the wrong forces with your mind. You're awakening these entities that they need to be awake, sleeping. Stay still, stay silent, be invisible, stay in the background, and mind your own business so you can slowly prepare yourself for illumination. If you're seeking awakening and enlightenment, then learn how to be still and silent within. And the more you spend time in this place, the more you're creating the opportunity to illuminate, to merge into the oneness, to synchronize into the one mind, to synchronize into the one heart. Okay, so anybody has a question? Anybody wants to talk to me? Either raise your hand or write on the chat box or unmute yourself and we can talk. I'm available. Okay, let's see what we got here. One of our friends says it's natural but into direct access to source energy, the present. Okay, there's a beautiful series of Netflix called Buddha on his whole life, journey and process of becoming enlightened. Well, thank you. I'll look it up. Negative positives are both part of pendulum swing of polarity. Stillness, silence, infinite space within is natural. Empty of dualism, thing, source energy of all life. I really appreciate your clarity, simple of orienting. All right, let's see what our Facebook, cool.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, let me see how I should put this. You know, I observe and experience that I kind of judge people, right?
Okay.
It is like I observe them and then I think that they are like, how should I put it? I observe them and then I think that they are judging other people like that other people are not conscious enough, right? And then when I observe this, I see that it's mirroring myself, that I'm judging them, that they are not conscious, right? What should I do? Should I just keep observing it and then it will lose its
spirit? Yeah. So obviously there is an awareness here. Something greater is aware that you're judging someone. But that judgment that happens, it happens in a split of a second. Before you even try, the thought comes that, look at these people, they're so unconscious. Or dwell on it. You pick up someone and for hours or whatever, a chunk of time, thinking about them, how unconscious they are. Does it happen spontaneously or you're dwelling on it?
Sometimes it happens spontaneously, right?
And okay.
Then sometimes, you know, I get, it starts these things that I...
You get involved in it.
Yes, I get involved and I kind of want to teach them things and show them things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, A, you're not the only one. B is you're not your thoughts. You have no control on your thoughts as much as everybody would love to. So you see someone is unconscious and the first thought comes, look at these people. They're so unconscious. Oh, look at these people, is so overweight. Look at these people, they don't take care of themselves or their health, or they throw their users and their consumers and blah, blah, blah. That's a natural thing that happens by the mind because the mind is judging. Now, let's say it's a situation which is annoying you and you're now starting to dwell on it, and your mind gets focused on it and you can't. So you get involved in this thing, an avalanche of thoughts falling down and it gets bigger and bigger. But later on or during that time, are you aware that you're judging? Is there a phenomena? Is there an awareness that here I am judging these people during or even after? You did your judgment, you spend half an hour judging him, then half an hour after, you become aware you were doing that.
Most of right? the, yeah, yeah.
Go most, ahead.
Yeah, most of the time I'm aware of it when it's happening, right?
Okay.
At the same time, right?
But you can't do anything about it to stop. You're aware that you're judging in that moment, but
yeah.
You don't stop yourself from doing it.
No, because I get kind of curious, like,
yeah.
yeah,
Okay, stop there.
Yeah.
That's okay, Karen. First of all, I admire your courage to say this, because not many people have that courage, so I appreciate you brought it up. But you're not the only one. The fact that there is an awareness greater than the judgment here is aware that Karen is judging and Karen is involved and curious or enjoying it or whatever it is. But there is an observer observing that part. That observer doesn't care. So what you want to do is you want to consciously recognize which one are you. Are you the one who's observing Karen is judging, or you're Karen who's judging? The moment you recognize it, just right now you brought it up. When you recognize that you're observing Karen is judging, then you're the observer. It doesn't matter what Karen says or does, because it's no longer unconscious. Consciousness is there. You're fully aware of the function of your mind, your prejudice, your background, your conditioning is functioning. That's your conditioning functioning. It's okay. It's conditioned to do that. You just be aware of it. And in that awareness, you neither beat yourself up or beat anybody else. And the more you recognize that, the more this phenomena slowly will fade away. Because quite often what happens is that you recognize you're judging, then what happens, you start beating yourself up and not loving and accepting yourself because you've been judging. Now, you get wrapped up in this vicious cycle. So it means you're back in the world of the mind. Does this make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something is aware here as we're talking. Something greater than what you think you are is aware. Something bigger is seeing it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be knowing it. Bring your attention to that part of yourself and identify with this one. Leave the mind alone. Let it judge. Let it do what it wants to do. It's a natural phenomena of the mind. You're simply watching the mind. We're not trying to control it. We're not trying to manipulate it. We're simply separating ourselves. It's like if you have a dog and your dog barks, that's the nature of the dog. Dogs bark. You can't just go buy a dog and have a dog at your home and wish it never barks. That's their nature. Same as the mind. Its nature is to judge all the time. Yeah, simply you are aware of that phenomena. If you're aware of it, then you are not the one who's judging. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Because that judgment, if you get involved in it as you doing it, then it comes and bites you in the butt, because then you start hating and judging yourself for doing that. That's the next thing. I'm not a good person. I'm not holy. I'm not a spiritual person. Look at me, I'm judging us. And you're in this vicious cycle.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Good seeing you. It's Leslie. Hi, yes. Sweetheart.
Hi.
What's going on that end?
Well, I'm just appreciating mostly, but a question did come to my mind because I have somebody who I recently have become friends with. She helped me actually fill out an FBI report. And I'm very fond of her. And she contacted me just before we started. And she was spinning inside of something, and I could tell something was going on. And then she started to tell me the story, the blah, blah, blah of it. I love that. It puts it in its place. So my question is, I told her I would get back to her. And she loves God, and she has she has her own way of relating to what that is. And I'm not interested in putting anything on anybody, but she has actually asked me for help. So when we're engaging somebody who, and I don't know with Karen, recognizing that somebody is in something is not necessarily about judging them, like just simply being aware that they're functioning in that. She's in an issue over some people on Facebook who have turned their light off on her so she can't see if they're on or off, like on Messenger. So she's spinning inside of that. And my question inside is like, you know, it's like, you know, we don't have control over anybody else. We can't, it's like you have to decide whether you want peace within yourself or you want to try to manipulate what they're doing. Of course, they've turned the light off on you if they're feeling like they're under surveillance. So when we're in something, you know, around that in terms of supporting other people who may come to us, because as soon as you have any measure of recognition or awareness, there is some potency in that, there's some power in that, and people come to you. And then it's like, I mean, I'm not clear in the way that you are to be able to do what you're doing. And I wish I could share with so many, and thank you so much for doing that, you know, that you've attained some measure of clarity that you're able to assist so many other people in orienting themselves. So holding that neutral space of stillness, of the silence, which I like to practice even when I'm out in the world, that there's some part of me, in the same way I'm aware of the space around me, that there's some part of me that always has awareness of that. And then I might be in something that I practically have to engage, or somebody gets my attention. And as soon as I'm not, if I'm on a bus or I'm mostly driving, but even when I'm driving, I try to practice, even as I'm being aware of what people are doing around me, I try to maintain some measure of awareness that we're all connected to this kind of unified field, this space that we share and that we can connect with in ourselves. So could you say something about maintaining this when we're actually engaged with somebody who is interacting with us, how to maintain and how to support them? I mean, besides, I did refer a friend to you recently, who, but this is somebody else. I don't know that she would be able to do this because she's kind of on her own track. But okay. I talk to everybody from every tradition. I'm aware of the oneness of it all. And it's, to me, all part of one teaching and one truth. And, you know, what I appreciate and why I come to you is I was inwardly guided towards doing this meditation, actually. But I got lost in the dualism when everything started spinning in the world and my own life. So you've helped me kind of come back. And I appreciate the grounding of these weekly sessions. And I thank you so much.
You're welcome. So in a nutshell, what is your question?
Yeah. So in a nutshell, if somebody asks us, if we have some measure of awareness of the stillness and the silence within us that is innate and inherent within every human being, regardless of path they're following, is there. How do we engage somebody without, I mean, I guess I just have to speak the truth of it without attachment to outcome and just let her know what I see. The question is, how do I assist somebody who's asking for help when I see them spinning inside the dualism that's got them in suffering and right. they're disconnected from inside? Can you say anything about that? I mean, you're doing it all the time, so I figure you must know something about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing is, it depends where they're at and how open they are to my teachings. So I have family, I have friends, some people that I've known for years, and there's a bond with them, especially family. And you can't just say, I don't want you anymore, because you're tied up with each other. And there's a lot of love. But my close family is not into anything I teach at all. Not only not into it, they're not interested to hear anything. And if I attempt to say something, they will shut me down. So I learned to simply, when I'm with them, I meet them in this place that I love them. I remember how much I love them. And my focus goes on how valuable this time is that I'm with them. And I put my ideology and their ideology away. And they're spinning and they're saying whatever they say. And a lot of times I don't say anything. Sit there and I hear and I'm quiet. And finally they run out of steam. Finally, no matter how much you're talking, at one point, stop talking. And then they have to confront the silence. So I'm just quiet. I'm hanging out there. I'm not getting engaged. I'm not really responding to their story. And what happens, the transmission starts to take place. And they start to feel calm and quiet. This is more on the extreme side. I mean, this friend of yours is interacting with you, and apparently she's interested in her opinion to a certain point.
Yeah, she's asked me for it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So again, it depends to the level of their openness. And if there's to a certain point they're open and they're willing to listen, it's not like they ask a question and they hardly wait for me to finish so they can talk again. It all depends where the person is. But if they're open, then I share with them that my life has changed. The more I'm meditating, the more I'm quiet, the more I disengage myself with my thoughts, the world. I spend a little bit of time of just being quiet, being in the nature, being by myself. And the more I do it, the more quality of my life changes. So I would engage with them with something very simple, a simple suggestion, and see if they bite on it. Again, it depends where they're at. Some people, they come to you, bring their issues. They want to get you engaged in their drama.
Oh, I feel that. I feel the pull of that.
Yeah, they want you to get involved into the story. They're addicted to the story, and they want to keep repeating it.
And the blaming and the judging and the blaming. This one,
right.
This one.
Exactly, exactly. So it depends on your patience and how much you want to be involved with it.
Right. And I guess ultimately it comes to, because I live in a very solitary way, and I mean, 7 years ago, I went through a total upside down turn where everything was just washed away, and I'm not able or interested in recovering any of it. So I'm actually kind of stepping off into that empty space in my life, not just within. Like, I'm learning how to, I mean, and it's through been mostly through inner guidance, learning to listen and attune myself, and I get guidance from within that empty space. There is guidance that comes. So I got re-engaged with the drama of the world, partly with, Trump and everything he's doing in the country. And it caught me in my concern for the country. So I'm actually just now, 3 years or some into it, learning how to disengage. Even though I follow enough to stay in touch, I'm learning how, I'm not as disengaged as some who are flying and soaring into 5D. I'm kind of in both worlds. And I don't even think in terms of 5D, because that's just a thought of something that, who knows, and it's all part. I mean, to me, I orient more into the oneness, and it's all part of whatever I am on any level is all happening inside of the space of who I am. But my orientation is to that stillness and that the refuge of silence within. And that's, to me, the eye of the storm. And it is where I also experience what I might refer to as the beloved, what you might refer to as Her Majesty. It's more like His Majesty to me.
Right.
Whether it's he or her, and to me, ultimately, it's beyond any kind of gender association or ideology about it. I am very, have had very profound experiences of oneness with that. But
beautiful.
I then got thrown back into the dualism. So I'm sort of learning how to reorient myself with awareness of the oneness of that innermost stillness, and also learning how to be in the world and relate to people, and mostly holding a compassionate space, because we're all part of the same human condition, even if we have some measure of a...
Right. I got it, honey.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. It's okay. Okay. I got it. I get it. Well said. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Obviously, you're getting a glimpse, and many glimpses, of the power of silence. The more you are quiet, the less you get involved and get engaged with the world of the mind, okay? The more you're giving yourself a chance to increase and elevate your vibrations. In this elevation, in this vibrational shift, you begin to see Donald Trump, the deep state, the Illuminati, the bad guys, the good guys, are not separated from you. Donald Trump is not separated from Zarathustra, is not separated from Gautama Buddha, is not separated from the Christ. You have to learn to be quiet and go beyond the mind to recognize that what you're perceiving in this world is really animating your own mind. It's a reflection of a dualistic mind. Because there is no Donald Trump, sweetheart. It doesn't exist. There is no other one. There is no other. They do not exist. There's only one. So anytime you get engaged with anything outside of that, you're back in the matrix. You can design it or decorate it however you like. It doesn't matter. You're still in the dream. believing that there is a separation. Therefore, you're subject to suffer, because suffering happens when there is the illusion of separation. In order to stop that suffering for yourself and everybody else, is the mind has to become quiet. It has what rises needs to go back into where it came from. Means the I thought, I am someone separated from everything else, that notion of the I needs to go back to its source. If enough people on the planet do that, if we can get a good chunk of people, it doesn't have to be, I'm talking about maybe 100,000, can fall into being absolutely silent, that changes the whole outcome of what is happening. The world you're perceiving will change. Leslie, I hope you're listening to what I'm saying, because I'm giving you some gems and you're not involved with writing more. I hope you didn't miss what I just said, because this is vital. We need enough people to be quiet right now in this stage in the world. We need a nice chunk of people. Again, it doesn't have to be millions, but a nice chunk of people to go into inner silence, and they disengage from the world of thoughts. The world of thoughts is inner world and other world. They get disengaged from it and they go into silence. If there is enough of them doing that, that will transform and changes the outcome of what is being projected outside. It's projected outside chaos. That chaos that you're seeing is what's going on inside yourself. That's your chaos. The more you become quiet, the more the chaos calms down. So don't waste your time pointing your finger at anything. You're wasting your time. You can't change anything because you can't. As simple as that. But you can be quiet and then see how change happens. So we kind of talked about changing the academy to an hour and 45 minutes. It's been an hour and 45 minutes and a little bit more. So we're going to try this format a couple of weeks and see how it goes. I'm going to offer a global workshop. It's going to be a free online workshop. And I believe we're going to start next weekend. Not this weekend, the following weekend. I think it's going to be Saturday, Sunday for 4 hours a day. And then I'm setting up its structures and we will follow up on that. I may do a couple more events after that. So if you want to let your friends know, anybody who's interested, I'm trying to put the technical aspects of it together. But my intention is to start it not this coming weekend. On that note, we're going to end our webinar. I thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure seeing you. I see a lot of familiar faces and I have a lot of love for you. I'm very happy to see you being well and keep up the good work. Good job. And just stay still in this time. Stay in your heart and stay in this place of trusting that force that has given you life, that force that has provided things for you all of your life, is going to continue doing it. Stay in the trust part. Trust that God will take care of you and deepen that connection. Stay in that trust instead of going into the worry. Just come back here. God will take care of me. I believe that. I feel it. Stay with God. I have God in my heart. Nothing can touch me. Nothing can touch my family because I have God here. And you really mean it and you really feel it. And it gets stronger and stronger. And it protects you because the only one which is in control is God. There's no other force outside of God. And this is the time. This is the test time. This is examination time. Show me that you trust. Show me that you got it. That's what it's saying. Show me that you know I am in your life and I'm the light. Show it to me by trusting it. And you will see the same force, the same love that has created everything will lead you home. Very safe. And this is the time. It's a golden opportunity for us. Don't try to run away from it. This is what you were waiting for thousands of years of evolution. This is the time. The ascension to fifth dimension, the emergence, return to love, any words you want to call it, the return of Christ consciousness, any words you like to, the judgment day, whatever day, whatever thing you want to add. This is the moment for the spiritual warrior to show what they've got. Now, you can get scared and go into anxiety and chicken out and run away, or you can hang in there and stay still. Say, okay, what's going to happen? I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to sit still. Hit me. What's gonna touch me? Because when you sit still and you stay in your center, tremendous power force field is created around you. A force field is created around you. You sit, you're still, and you're here. You're looking death eye to eye. You're looking darkness and unknown eye to eye. And you're like that. I'm not afraid of you, dude. Do whatever you want to do. I'm here. God is the only thing it is. I'm challenging. Everybody else is shit scared and running away with their mask. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. And you will see that this giant thing, as it's coming to you, all of a sudden starts to disappear like fog. The sun rises, all the fog disappears. It was just one big fog, empty inside. It just looked big and mean. It's empty and it has no substance. My friend who went to French school, he was saying substance. It has no substance. It's got no substance. It's empty. Empty. This whole story is empty. It's got no substance. You just have to sit still in front of it and look it in the eye and not blink. And that's your test in this life. These are the moments. Who's going to stick around and run away for the hills? Well, I'm staying here right in front of it. I'm going nowhere. Whatever. Tsunami is coming, fine, I'm gonna sit here. Anybody wants to come and sit with me, you're welcome to. But I'm staying, going nowhere. My website is zarathustra.tv. We have put out some new products. So if you're interested, go on the products area and check out our new training videos. Our next academy is gonna be next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11:45. And I'm designing the new workshop, which I'm planning to launching next weekend. Free workshop, and I welcome you all to. If you want to communicate with me, you can write us an email, info@zarathustra.tv. We appreciate your comments. Feel free, let us know what you think, if we need to make any improvements or there's shortcomings or whatever, or if it's a compliment or a criticism, it doesn't matter, I welcome it. We have our Facebook pages, 4 or 5 different Facebook pages, the Academy has a page, and I have my personal and my business and my Euro. Feel free to reach out. I'm sending you lots of love and light. Stay in your center and stay quiet. That doesn't mean being passive or people push you around. That means you're still in your power. The more you're still, the more you're quiet, the more powerful you become. That's where you find, discover inner power from being quiet. Love you all. You're infinite from the bottom of